Dandelion.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Brittany?
Yes, it is. And I just told her I am so sorry if you were who I snapped at the other day.
Yeah.
I've gotten like 5 calls back to back.
Oh, you are the sweetest.
And I had like a death stare through my soul. Like literally, I got a death stare straight into my whole soul.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my goodness.
You don't ever have to apologize for that. I understand you're trying to run a business and things get busy, but that is so sweet and admirable that you said that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Trust me.
Definitely.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on, because I saw in the notes that you had an account with us prior and you're looking to get set up again, or is this
No. So we were going to buy a business. That's not it. So
okay, let me get to buy
a business that y'all already covered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So although I can't, I guess we're not doing that now, but that fell through.
Okay.
We do already have a different business that needs covered.
Got it. So that would be Five Star Landscape, which is the different business, right?
Yes. Five Star Landscaping and Construction, LLC.
Okay, let me put that to be official. Five Star Landscaping and Construction, LLC. And then...
Yeah, and it's the number. It's the number 5, and it's the symbol of and.
And symbol, not and written out. Okay, perfect.
Correct.
No, I was going to ask you that. I put the and symbol, but I wanted to make sure. So, and then the number 5.
That's why before I was like, it's 5, not the word 5,
Yep.
To be spiffy, apparently.
Everybody. So, let me ask you, since it's landscaping and construction, is it mostly outdoor construction, like, masonry and grills?
It's not like house building.
Okay, that's what
it's
I was thinking.
He can do lane clearing. He can do a lot. He can do a heck of a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a list.
Mostly exterior
for most
then.
Of the things we can do.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's all exterior unless there's like a little small job where somebody needs house care, like house setting for their plants or something. Otherwise, yes. So it's outside.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And then do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything set up for the business yet?
We have a business Facebook already.
I think I was just looking at that. I just want to make sure this is you because this Facebook has a different number, but is it the one out of Heathville, Virginia?
Yes. Yeah, I know it has a different number. We have that's our business phone.
Okay. Oh, that's the
so
business.
You're on my
personal,
yeah.
Right? Got it. Okay.
Correct. You're on my personal. He has his own personal, and then we have the business phone.
Okay, understand. And then
so that way, if I have to go for like appointments or something, I'm pregnant, so if I have to go to an appointment or I have to go run errands, you know, he can have the phone while I need to kind of tag team it.
Yeah, makes sense. Congratulations on your new baby too. That's awesome. Is that your first one?
It is our first one together, but not our first, period. So
I see. So you're blended family.
And yes, we are. It'll be my first in 8 years. So.
Oh, that's good. So you have some older kids that can help with the little one, huh?
Yeah, once they're home, for sure. But until then.
Yep, I hear you. I have 4 kids, and sometimes people would tell me, how do you do it with 4 kids and work full-time? I said, believe me, the 4th is easier than the first was because I have all the older ones to help with, you know? So it's a little bit,
right.
You know, and by then you're used to the routine of having a baby. Even though it's been almost 9 years for you, you know what it's like. You've been through it before, you know?
Yeah, no, it's just weird this time. So I actually lost this baby's twin. So we have one of 2 that we started with. But before that, about 4 years ago, I had a miscarriage. That's kind of what more so opened my eyes for more kids because my 2 are less than a year apart. They're 10 months and 5 days to the T.
Wow.
So they were both born in just 2015. I had a February and then that December.
I think they call that Irish twins, right, when they're born in the same year?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're still technically somehow considered a weird, not usual, identified version of twins.
And
but that keeps them separate grades in school, though, at least. So
yeah.
They do still get their freedom.
That's neat. Oh, I love to hear that. What a cool story. I have two girls. My oldest ones are a year and 4 days apart, so you have me beat, but I definitely know what that's like to have two close together, you know?
Yeah, they're great. My my son was so amazing when my daughter was born. He was so caring and gentle, and he would go up to her and, you know, try and tickle her feet if she was in the bouncer on the table. Or, you know, he would do anything to try and help, and he was only, you know, like I said, 10 months at the time.
Right.
So it was really nice. It made it a really good experience with them.
Yeah.
Because everyone else wants to claim how much of a nightmare it's going to be or it is, and I didn't experience that at all. My kids were like my best friends.
Oh, my gosh. I wish people would keep their thoughts to themselves like this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right,
I remember, yep, those days when you're pregnant, people would come up to me and say, let me see your hairline. It's this way, so it's going to be a boy, mm-hmm. or that way it's going to be a girl. And I was thinking, that can't be true, because then I would have all the same sex, and I don't, you know. But people thought they
right?
knew it all, you know.
I know. So. I'm like, trust me, you don't know anything about it right now. You might,
but
you don't.
Funny. That is so funny. And
yeah.
your little one now is a miracle, considering that you lost the twin and that one's still kicking. That's awesome. I'm so
right,
glad
exactly.
for you, Brittany.
It's a tough one.
Wow. What a beautiful story. Thank you so much for filling me in. And a program mm-hmm. like this is going to really fund
some
nice things.
I will warn you, I'm about to get into a diesel truck, so it's might get loud.
Yeah, no problem. I can block out background noise. If it gets too loud for you, let me know and we can reschedule, okay? But I can definitely kind of block it out. I will ask you one last question, which is, how long has Five Star Landscaping and Construction LLC been in business?
How long would you say Five Star Landscape and Construction has been in business?
10 years.
10 years, okay. And then what's your target market, meaning how far do you go for a new client?
Hold on one second. I can't hear what she's asking. She doesn't need all that yet. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh, I was asking how far do you go for a new client, Brittany? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, just the average.
How far would you be willing to go for a client?
2 to 3 hours. No, well, 1 hour.
Say an hour. You
okay.
said an hour max, too, unless it's a huge job kind
yeah.
of thing.
Kind
it's
of.
Like a massive job, of course he would.
Bigger the job, the further he'd go, so to speak, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, okay.
But most of it would be better to be local. We live in Lancaster.
Yes.
So I kept the business at Keithsville when we moved, just,
yes.
you know, so people kind of knew. Shortly, I will obviously be updating that. But, yeah, that's why it says Heathville. We were there first after, or before that, he was in Goochland. Most of those 10 years were out in Goochland.
Okay. So how far away is Heathville from Lancaster in miles, if you had to guess?
Hold on one second. I want to say it's probably like 10 miles from Heathville.
Oh, so but no problem. So he still takes on clients and he'll... He's still in
yeah,
taking
yeah.
a point, but
so
okay, got it.
Around here, there's like a bunch of little sections in one area. It's like one of those like old town living kind of things. Like
makes
you're gonna
sense.
Have, like if you were in North Carolina, you could live in Tyner, which is part of Chawan, which is next to, you know, something called like the Boondocks, literally.
Yeah.
You know, but you're still 45 minutes from Elizabeth City, so
that's
it's kind of like that. It's small town living, so you have a bunch of little mini town locations all in one.
So there's a little town out there called the Boondocks, literally, like a real town?
I sit in North Carolina. Yeah,
oh, my
was.
Gosh. I've never heard of this. That's
crazy.
So cute. I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
I think that's
yep.
awesome. Yep. So
yeah.
What you guys definitely need is called our Platinum Package. What it would do, because what I can see right now is that although you've been in business for 10 years and you have an established business with tons of industry expertise, the business right now has a very weak internet presence, and that's something that this will fix for you. So it will put you on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We also would be promoting you on some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? Now, reason I asked you about your business Facebook is because we are a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool that you already have one set up, because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up? Right? So that doesn't happen on accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, an ad for your company will be popping up. So it's something that's designed to give you even more new clients, coming from the social media platform, I should say. And then you'll have the detailed tracking system, which will show you how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they, you know, typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, so that way everything is very transparent. Now, since you guys are an established business of 10 years, I can qualify you for our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398, okay? And one thing I would like to do is, since you guys don't have a website, we also build Google compliant websites here also. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But since, you know, you're a mom and you have a baby on the way and you're juggling a business, I'm going to kind of explain all that to them and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like a gift from us to you. So in order to do that, yeah, I'd have to just, you know, send out the request and explain the situation. And, of course, I'll get an approval or a denial. But if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you an opportunity to try this, right?
You said $398.
Yep. So it's $398 today. Each month moving forward, it's just $299. So that $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Okay, because the setup fee. All right, and that, you said it includes Google.
Yep, not only Google, but the first page placement on Google. And the reason I want to clarify that to you, Brittany, is that when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, and yet less than 1% will click to page two. So we're putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's the first page Google placement, the website.
Yeah, I'll send you a text with a sample website just so that you can see it. So I'm going to try to get the website included for you. We'd also promote your business on the first page of Bing, which is the other search engine, you know, powered by Microsoft. And then we would program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. And that mobile platform programming is so important because that will help you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And on top of all that, you'll also get the Facebook ads running so that, you know, it's targeted where people in your area are searching for your services and will know exactly which services you're promoting by the keywords that we put you in. Then, you know, those people will get an ad for your company in their Facebook newsfeed. So you'll have that social media marketing as well. So all of that is included in the program, and all I have to do to get the website authorized is just, you know, send out the request, and then hopefully we can put that in for you. Now, if we get that approved, we can pull your logo and content and pictures right off of your Facebook to put on the site. But keep in mind, if you have some fresh content, of course, we welcome that too. So any revisions that you make to the site down the road, that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Okay.
Yep. And the nice thing about this, Brittany, is it's a month-to-month program with no contract. So you can try it, track the jobs and track the revenue that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you can cancel the program. There's never a cancellation fee. But I'm confident that you're absolutely going to love it and you'll never cancel. You'll be with us next year this time. And the reason I say that is that nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you guys won't either.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like that.
No, I get what you're saying fully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we don't usually, we're not like that at all. So
yeah.
Around here, most people are just looking for a whole bunch of people, but almost nobody shows up, much less on time. To do what they're supposed to do out here. So that's why we've already been so successful out here. But,
yes.
Okay, so you said that's the platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a program lower than that?
Well, you could.
Originally, the people we spoke with have, they're advertising through y'all for $100 flat a month, I believe.
We don't have a program like that. I've never seen a program for $100 a month, unless it's like a lawyer.
Sorry. $140.
Yeah. We don't have $140, but what you could do is the program, like I said, includes a budget for Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those and that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website would get up and running, you know, assuming that I get that approved, you know, and you'd
it's
be mobile.
All of that except for the Facebook ad and newsfeed.
Exactly.
Wow.
And sometimes.
That's a large chart. Good grief. Although it's not as much as Facebook ads just charge themselves. They're expensive and out the butt.
Very expensive.
We've been running
and
Facebook ads ourselves through the ad center and manager.
Oh.
So it's crazy. I mean, they sometimes want like $5 a day for an ad, and that's obscene.
If I were you then, don't even put them on now because you would be duplicating what you're doing on your end. You know, you could do the $199 package. And I know to you it sounds like a lot, but it's only $6 a day, you know, to increase your business. And I want to give.
No, I'm not worried about it being $199 a month.
I'm not worried about that at all.
It was the fact of if we can cut costs where we don't need it because we've already been there, if that's what my husband ends up wanting, you know what I mean? I want to be able to go to him and go, here's our options.
This is what we
lose without this. And if you want to go with this price, we get this and this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're smart. Here, I'm going to text you.
Wait, one second.
I can hear him say, if people look up
that
landscape.
That includes all of that.
Yes,
so landscape hasn't heard you this whole time because it's so loud.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
if they
hold
put
on
in
one second. Let me
sure.
try and put you on speakerphone.
Of course.
All right. So, hold on.
Hello.
So, he has the legacy rate of the Platinum program.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
What does $199 cover?
So it covers your first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. We would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform, meaning we would make sure that Five Star Landscaping and Construction LLC comes up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Now, I also explained to Brittany that we sell Google-compliant websites here, but typically they're $400 more. What I'm going to do is see if they would allow me to include that website for you at no additional cost, because I figure you guys are parents trying to run a business. You have a baby on the way. There's a lot of things going on, and yet it's 2024, and you need a website anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook website, but we don't have a Google one. So that's fine. I'm fine with that quote that you're giving if it includes the Google and stuff. I'm fine with that.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's the only difference.
Okay, let's do the $199.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then let me help you guys get set up. And then that's nice that you're doing it that way too. Cause if Brittany ever gets frustrated doing Facebook ads on her own and she wants us to take it over, she could always call us back. Yeah. And we could add that later, but you don't have to worry about adding that right now. You could always put that back on at any time. So I'm sending out the request so that I can get you guys the website for free. And then while I'm waiting on their response, I just want to verify your information. So for the confirmation email, Brittany, is it okay if I use the one you sent, which was brittbiz1208@gmail.com?
Yes, that's fine.
Will that work? Okay. And then what's the new business address in Lancaster?
Well, you don't put our address on.
No, if it's
Google,
a home-based business, Google will always hide the address for a home-based business.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's home-based. That's where we put it. We don't do shops or anything because we have plenty of land to put stuff on.
Right.
So it's 151.
Mm-hmm.
White.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Road.
Got it.
And that is Lancaster, Lancaster, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
is that 22503? I think Google autofilled it for me. It's okay, good. Okay, well, okay, so they recognize the address. That's good. Okay. So the only reason I need that address is sometimes, and I don't think this is going to even be applicable to you, but sometimes Google will send out a little 5-digit PIN code in the mail just to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. They hardly do it anymore, but if you do see a little PIN code coming to that address, just make sure to get it back to me, you know, and that way we can verify the listing. I'm going to send you an email also that says photos needed for Google optimization. And what that is for is Google will try to protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So it'll ask you, do you have a business license or insurance or a picture of your work vehicle with a license plate? There's like 7 different suggestions in that email. Don't worry about sending all 7 items. Just send over whatever you can. And then that way when Google tries to verify you, we'll be able to submit it to them. And then
My other question now before I forget, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is, so as far as like, oh gosh, what am I trying to say now? I just blinked. I'm sorry. I got like the biggest wave of nausea. I was at the hospital last night or yesterday evening the last time Amy called me. I was in the ER. Yeah. I did a bolt at a Hardee's. Hardee's left a bolt in my food. So when I grabbed 3 fries all together, I bit down and it broke my entire tooth. So I went to the hospital with a swollen face yesterday. The
that's
antibiotics
all you need.
Just making me a little queasy.
No, I understand.
It's enough going on.
If you need to, you know, get some air, I understand, or drink some water.
I'm trying to walk around and look. But my other question is, as far as a business license go, now as far as I understand, based on what I went through this process, and I don't know if it's like fully licensed. Does that make sense? I don't know how to look up if an LLC is.
Don't worry about that because Google does allow businesses to be published even if they're not fully licensed. All they want to know is that you're a valid business in the area. So I say on that email, if
well, that's
you don't
my
have,
other thing is that's been it's just been kind of eating at me, and I'm like, well, what do I do to kind of figure that out? And I didn't know if y'all set up, you know, all of that with things too. I don't know.
Well, we don't set up, you know, business licenses for companies or anything like that. But let's say that, you know, we're working with a business that doesn't have a license or an LLC. You happen to have an LLC, so you have something to submit to us, right? But let's say they don't have a license or an LLC or registration, but they do have an invoice with their work address on it and a business card with their work address and some signage. Google will accept that because all of that shows that they're a valid business in the area. So that's the main thing is, I don't know if you've heard of Google pay-per-click ads, but Google makes millions and millions of dollars running those paid ads for big corporations that would like to get business out of Lancaster, for example, but they're not located there, right? Yes. So, I'm sorry, did you have a question?
No, I was fussing at my husband. He doesn't have to spell my maiden name, apparently. He's picking up my antibiotics. And he's like, honey, it's C-O-U. And I was like, no.
Oh, I see it in the, in the form you said. It's C-U-O-Z-Z-O, right? Yeah, I see that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's C-U-O, not C-O-U. That's why I was like, you're trying to marry me and you don't know how to spell my maiden name?
Oh, that's so cute.
He believes it should just be changed already.
Your husband's so cute. I love that.
He's funny. He's something else.
Yes,
thank you.
He's very funny.
But yeah, so yeah, that's fine. They can send that. And if, I don't know, I'm going to do some digging and see what I can do to figure all that out too, just in case, because I know it's not required, but I feel like it'd be a better kind of,
I think
entrance
where people
to
go to that is just their local chamber of commerce. So you could probably just go to Lancaster Chamber of Commerce or Virginia Chamber of, and try to start there, and you would get some resources to, you know, actually become official that way. But an LLC has plenty of credibility for Google. I mean, they're not going to worry about that. They're just going to worry that you're actually in the Lancaster area in order to start sending you business from that area, if that makes sense. And just to let you both know, I got a little response from my supervisor, and he is including the site for you. So I'm so glad, because I figure it is 2024 and you need that anyway. So they'll purchase the domain for you.
Okay.
During the client interview.
They're going to purchase the
domain. So let's say yeah, they'll call you later today, and they might say, like, okay, we can see that Five Star Landscaping and Construction LLC.com is available. If it's not available, maybe it's available without the LLC, but they'll give you some available options, and you
and
guys
know where they're next. Like the beginning of it, like we're
she's already seen it.
Yeah, Northern Net. Okay.
She's already seen
it
the whole thing.
Yeah, I love the logo. Yeah, that logo is cool.
Yeah, I made it for him.
Wow.
He custom made that for him,
Okay, I'm going to point that out in the notes, too, because you said officially it's Five Star Landscaping and Construction LLC, but I want them to see that Five Star Northern Neck on the logo. So I'll point that out.
Yeah, you can see that it's Northern Neck, that usually sells better out here, just so they know it's in the Northern
Neck. Maybe we should put then Five Star Northern Neck Landscaping and Construction, do you think?
You can do that too. It doesn't matter.
I think so. Yeah, if it sells better,
it's not like it costs. It's not like it's going to cost different, because you said we can always make revisions for free. So
right, anything
that
you change,
not doing so great that way, we just switch.
You change it. Yep, that's so. Let me put that Northern Neck. Okay, perfect. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Okay, we have a debit.
Okay, and is it your name, Brittany, or the company name, or both?
It's Denton.
Denton, okay.
It's Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay, and then
what's
the
last
name? Thing
that we should both have.
Denton's the last name. Okay, I thought that was your first name.
No,
okay,
no,
so
no,
what's
no,
the first
no,
name on the
no.
card?
No, no, Denton is the first name.
Okay, that's what
second.
I thought. Okay,
he
I got my wire.
And then here comes...
Here
yeah,
comes the last name. What,
the
lay
last
it on me. What's the last
large.
Name that Brittany's going to carry?
It's B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
E, H as in Harry. R, E as in every. N as in Nancy. S as in Sam. E as in every. N as in Nancy.
Got it. Oh, is that German? It sounds German. Berenson?
Yeah.
Berenson? Did I say it right?
Berenson.
Berenson.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Okay, that's good. Yeah. And then is the Whitechapel Road also the billing address?
The what? Whitechapel, yes.
It's the billing address also.
No, that's
okay,
not his card billing address yet. He hasn't updated.
Well, what would the billing address be for now?
It is going to be 2967.
Okay.
Brown Store Road, and it's going to be apartment 12. We're forwarding all our mail currently, so we haven't gotten everything.
Okay.
And then that is Heathsville, Heathsville.
Okay.
Virginia, 22473.
22473. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Alrighty, it's 4292.
Okay.
6300.
Got it.
0619.
Okay.
9581.
And expiration?
It is 227.
227. And the little code on the back?
821.
Perfect. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Brittany, is I'm going to create, well, do a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Five Star Landscaping and Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
No, what's my name and title? So it's Brittany Kuzo. Partner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then lastly, for the client interview, well, I got an error message on the card. It actually says that it's an invalid account number. Can you give it to me again? I think I might have one digit off or something.
Yeah, it's 4292.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. So you got 4292, correct?
4292, correct.
6300.
6300.
0619.
0619.
6581.
6581. Okay. And is this the one that's February of 2027 for the expiration?
Yes. And yep, the CVV is 821.
821. Okay, so I just...
The name on his car does say Denton S. Berenson, so...
Okay. Where I think it's working now. I think it was just a digit off, to be honest. Yeah, sometimes computers have a mind of their own. Yeah, but if it bounces back again, I'll let you know. Oh, no, actually, I got the green light, so you're good. So lastly, the client interview is going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes, and I have a 4 o'clock open for today or a 5 o'clock. If either one of those don't work, we can see what's open on Friday because we're closed tomorrow for the 4th.
Either one works for me.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Why don't we go for the 4 o'clock one then? Do you think that'll be good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to block out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just...
Actually, I'm sorry.
You want 5?
Can we do the 5? Yeah.
Sure.
Just because we have his appointment, and I didn't think about it. I'll be in the car most of the time.
Okay, yeah, no, that's smart thinking. So I'm going to book out from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, the entire hour, and that's just in case my technician calls you at 5:15 or so. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, since I got you guys some pricing that is not available to the general public, and I got you the website included, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did.
Okay. So all you have to do is... if you click there, it'll take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you hit Confirm Signature. Now, you're going to have to put in Denton's name because that's how it is on the billing. Yeah, but you guys are both authorized on the account. You don't have to worry. If you call in for an update or if he does...
Well, I just missed. I went and tried to enter it with mine, so...
So it probably didn't go through.
Like,
yeah, if it goes through, Brittany, it'll say, ask you for a username and password. If you don't see that, that means it didn't go through. So you could go in and try to do it again with Denton's name.
It just did it right now.
Okay, good. And then as far as the username and password, that information is already in your welcome email. You don't really need it right now, but just in case you're wondering, since it's asking you, it is in your welcome email. Okay? So for now, you're all good to go. I have it set up for them to call you at 5 o'clock or so, and they'll pick up where we're leaving off. So I'm so glad that you guys are giving it a try. I know that you'll absolutely love it. So have a very profitable year. And do you know who that was that referred you that you almost bought their business? Maybe I can tag their account that they sent you.
Yeah, it's Debbie Good, G-O-O-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
She has Ralph. Her husband is Ralph with Gordon's Tree Service.
Gordon's Tree Service. Okay.
Yeah.
I put
Ralph
that in there.
Gordon.
Well, good for Denton for not buying that business because you have to be a daredevil to be up there in those trees, huh? I can't believe that.
Well, it wasn't so much that. We were actually going to go ahead and get any of the, all of the employees they had. So they have a number. They don't have a whole crap ton, but they do have a number.
I see.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I gotta get
that
this
makes sense.
In. Yeah. So even though there's that, we already had a pre-climber. He doesn't do all of that.
Okay, good for because I'm like that's some, like I said, scaries when I see them up there hanging on the side.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you gotta have a good old.
Yep.
You gotta have a good size staff to do that one.
I know, exactly. Oh, that's funny. You're funny.
Not me. I wouldn't be up there.
I wouldn't either.
But,
I don't like that stuff. I don't like it.
He doesn't like it either. He's afraid of heights.
Yep. Oh, good for him. Yeah, I'm the same way. I like to stay as close to the ground as I can where I feel safe, and he can do plenty of work that way without...
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I notated that so I can kind of flag their account that they sent you as a referral. And in the meantime, you're all good to go. And I enjoyed talking to you. So now you have a little time to maybe rest and take care of that nausea before they call you at 5, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I know. I got to get something on my stomach. The baby is not happy, and I have to put antibiotics in me again.
Yeah, just a little saltine or something, a little cracker, something will help, hopefully, you know, okay. Well, I'm so happy to talk to you. It's nice to meet you. I'm at extension 777, Brittany, so if you ever need me, you can call in. And if you ever call in to just make an update on your account, you would use the same number. You would just hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your week, and a happy 4th of July, too.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.